Mariners in southern southeast will see a barge laying fiber optic cable between Ketchikan and Wrangell this week. It's part of GCI's $30 million project to connect five southeast towns to the company's cable link with the lower 48. It will replace the company's existing system of satellite and microwave relays used in Petersburg, Ketchikan, Sitka, Wrangell, and Angoon. GCI spokesman David Morris says the 270-foot barge started work in the Ketchikan area over the weekend.
About 4 days after that, we should be doing the Wrangell work, and then about 3 days after that, so on or about July the 25th, is when we should start doing the work around Petersburg.
The cable will be dropped on the sea ocean floor up Clarence Strait and up the Stikine Strait to Wrangell. From there, it will cross Sumner Strait to the southern part of Mitkoff Island and continue overland to Petersburg. Later this summer, the company will lay more cable up Frederick Sound and Stevens Passage to Juneau. Another segment will also extend from Juneau to Angoon and from Angoon to Sitka. The cable will be buried in some places, and in others it will just rest on the sea floor. Moore says the company will be broadcasting the barge's whereabouts during the work to alert other vessels and will make the cable location available in marine charts once it's installed. He does not anticipate a conflict with Southeast's fishing fleet.
It's fairly benign. Most of the time when you have problems is when you have, some type of sideboard operation that's just on the bottom dragging things, and you just don't have that there so much.
GCI hopes the communities will be linked up on the cable by November.